This is FBS, your Builder's Best podcast for appliances and cabinets. I'm Jeannie Zindler-Miles, and today we have Sarah Prajak. Did I pronounce that right?
You did.
With Monogram Appliances, and she was so ever so kind to join us today to talk about KBIS, what all that they have going on there, and to talk about all the new stuff that Monogram Appliances has. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
So y'all are going to be at the KBIS show, which is not live this year. It's virtual, right?
It is. It's virtual. It's definitely a different year. I think we now are almost a year in of doing things virtually. And so it's going to be virtual in a big way. It's quite a big experience. I know we would all love to go a lot of Las Vegas like last year for the biggest trade show really in the world for kitchen and bath industry. But our virtual experience is just phenomenal.
And y'all won best booth last year, right?
We did. Yeah. The last 2 years, we just knocked it out of the park. Our creative and design team is just so talented. And I always said that the word booths don't do it justice. It's like, if you dream it, they can build it. It's almost like a whole kitchen within a world of kitchen design. It's just amazing.
The first thing, when I saw the brochure for the new stuff coming out with this line, my first thought was, oh my gosh, this gives me all my mid-century Scandinavian bohemian feels. Was that actually the vibe they were going for?
Yeah, we're incorporating a lot of really amazing materials. Just like to your point, like the brass accents, things like that, that really make a statement. So we have two new collections that we launched last year. One being the statement collection and the other being the minimalist collection. And really they're both more of this transitional look, more modern than what we had in the past. So there's a lot that we've done with the brand in the last year.
What's the main difference between the two, the new line of the brands?
Just a sneak peek at our little ticket to our booth, should I say, for a more customized walkthrough of our Monogram booth. If you would like to have that, I would be happy to connect and walk anybody through the experience that we have this year for KBIS. So this was the wall last year, the Elevate Everything wall at KBIS. And like when I said, you know, when you dream it, they can envision it or they can make it. Some of these are just prototypes, right? So this is like very futuristic thinking, but we do have a couple of these hearth ovens now that are available in different colors. So we have stainless steel, which is more like on that bottom left.
Yeah, and then the more traditional.
We also have brass now available too.
That's awesome.
Upper middle one.
Right.
Yeah, so just, I think that was like a shock value wall.
Yeah, that is really cool. I love it. Okay, sorry people that are just listening.
And then, yeah, so the two collections that we launched last year, the first one is Statement, the Statement collection. So it's really known for its polished stainless steel, but also accents of brass on the handles and also on the knobs that we're going to be launching in our new Pro range this year.
Nice.
As of the collection. Yep. So it has more of this like transitional look to it. And then the second is this minimalist collection, exactly how it sounds. So a lot of emphasis on glass and a lot less on stainless steel. And then it has this heightened focus on flush installation. So it really blends in seamlessly with the surrounding design.
So what I'm looking at is black glass.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay. And is this come in any other colors or is it just going to be black glass and it kind of has like a stainless steel handle?
Yeah, the handle. Yeah. So it's just this one color. It's this black, very sleek glass.
Yes, it is. Very sleek.
Yeah. And then the handles are actually aluminum so that it gives it even more of a even less reveal on those edges around there. So they're molded to perfection in order to have this really incorporated, nice, sleek design to it.
So what I'm looking at here, how many wall ovens is this equating to?
I was going to say, this is like three in a row, but I will tell you they have different functionalities. So we have the traditional wall oven, which most people are familiar with in the middle there. You can either do a single or a double configuration. We also have what's called our five-in-one oven, also known as the Advanium, if you've heard of it in the past, where it really is like five ovens in one. It can proof, it can bake, it can broil, it can toast, it can do all these things of what you would do traditionally in a wall oven, but four times faster.
So it's like a speed oven.
Yeah, it's a speed cooking oven. That's exactly right. And then we're launching this year our steam oven. So it's similar size to the speed cooking one. So one could be on the left and one could be on the right, kind of flagshipping that wall oven on either side.
Yeah. I mean, it goes with the whole clean lines also. Exactly. That's interesting.
And then I know we talked a little bit about KBiz.
Yes.
That's really a place for us to highlight a lot of the new products that we're launching. And last year was all about relaunching the whole brand, right? So all the new collections. And then this year, we're just adding some really great hero models to our portfolio of things that we just hadn't come out with before. This is just a sneak peek of some of those things that we're going to be showing off at the KBiz booth this year.
So the steam oven, the Pro Range, is that the Pro Range that has the new brass knobs?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Probably the biggest launch, most anticipated launch in our brand just ever, I think. So just to close up a little bit so you can see even more, the appearance is changing. So we have brass accents on the knobs, also on the burner caps, a much larger oven door. So you can see more of that glass kind of goes across both. And this is our 48-inch model. There's going to be a lot of different varieties within our lineup so that they can choose the look for them. But it'll also have incorporated new features through our LCD touchscreen.
The first thing I noticed in addition to the knobs is actually where the touchscreen was located. And I know that's kind of the new thing that lines are doing are, you know, Wi-Fi Connect having their own apps. And is it, you guys are the ones that are coming out with a camera, right? For the app?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, already in some of our lineup through the GE brand, we do have some that are incorporated cameras. So you can see what's happening even when you're on your phone away from the unit itself.
My best friend she's building a house and she was telling me about it. And I'm like, wait, so you're going to be on the couch and just pull up your app to see your food cooking? Like, no, it's awesome. I love it. And that's, and so she went.
Not your grandmother's,
no. You know, it's crazy. So steam was going to be a new feature, right? And then you said there's more than just that, though.
I was going to say we have steam clean. We have in our wall ovens, we have steam cooking. And one of the biggest things that we're hearing right now is air fry, right?
Oh my goodness. Yes, all the memes alone are hilarious enough for air fry.
So imagine air frying, but on like a much bigger scale. And you could do it now in the Monogram wall ovens, also in this new Pro Range that we'll be launching. So anything that you would, you know, maybe want to have, you think about like Super Bowl or something like that, where you would do a lot of things. When I grew up, dropped in oil. Well, you can do a little bit healthier now if you want to with the air fry setting. You can choose to either do it like a custom temperature and time, or you can utilize this really great LCD touchscreen, and it gives you all these pre-programmed settings based on all of the testing that we've done in our facilities that are back at our headquarters to bring you the best results. So things like chicken wings or frozen tater tots or French fries, it's going to incorporate that air fry technology and just on a much bigger scale. And you can, you know, have more countertop space so you don't have to use an air fry for your countertop anymore.
On y'all's app, don't y'all have a function where you can scan if it's a frozen food, scan it, and it'll automatically kind of do the best like preheat and cook time and all of that?
We do have some of those capabilities, yes. So it makes it easy for the consumer to just be able to not have to, it takes all the guesswork out of it, right? So you scan it and the unit already knows exactly the settings it needs to do in order to make the best results of the food that you're cooking.
Yeah. Scan and then also what you said too about not having that wasted countertop space, because I want to say maybe 3 or 4 years ago, my mom got me an air fryer for Christmas. And I've only used it once because it's an ordeal to get it in it, to take it in and out of my cabinet and kind of everything. So now that all of these actual wall ovens have it, kind of crazy, like how far it's come. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I think that some of those newer technologies can be a little intimidating if you just don't know how to use them the right way.
Yes.
But we try to make it as easy as possible for the end user so that we give them all the tools that they need in order to just get it done easier and not have to think about it.
That's awesome.
This is actually an up-close look at that LCD touchscreen, just as an example of what they would be looking at in order to choose different settings. So for example, precision cooking, they could go into that setting and they could have these really amazing functionalities to do things that maybe you hadn't tried before, like a beef tenderloin or something like that, where traditionally I'd be a little scared to try that out. It's not, you know, an inexpensive cut of meat.
No.
But when you select that setting, it's going to tell you exactly what you need to do, what level rack you need to have it on, what sort of vessel you should use to cook it in. And then it's going to monitor it without even any preheat. You just put it in the very beginning and it's just going to monitor that temperature and it's going to adjust all the different bake and broil elements, convection cooking to get the best results so that you don't even have to think about it. It's just, it tells you when it's close to being done and you get to bring to the
table.
And
right now, I mean, I feel like that's so important because we're not really going to restaurants. People are cooking more. And this to me is something so great, especially, you know, like Valentine's Day is in a few weeks. Just that, like what you just said, that would be a great meal to try, you know, to cook, to try out, like, you know, for like a romantic dinner or anything like that. And like you said, it kind of takes that fear of doing it wrong away from you because it's doing everything for you.
It's so true. Yeah. For even those that are really, this is designed for those that are not sure how to do all the certain elements of cooking. I don't know how to make a beef tenderloin. I love and enjoy cooking, but I don't know the best way to get the best results on it. So what it does is it makes me feel like I am a chef.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And then I read too that the knobs have bullnose lighting. Does that mean in different, if you're turning the knobs, it lights up to indicate a different color means something different?
Yes. So it really, that's where I encourage, we're going to have a lot more to be able to show on the new pro ranges through KBiz. And also I encourage you to go to our website. They're just loaded last week onto monogram.com. So you can see a little bit more of that, you know, pictures of the lightings and the functionality of the product.
And this is all, I'm also reading that you can talk to your Alexa or Google Home. Is that to like preheat your oven and all that good stuff?
You can. Yes. So, sorry, I advanced a little bit. But yeah, you can have the ability to get connected with these models in the sense where you can ask, you know, Alexa to preheat your wall oven to a certain degree. I mean, think about how much we multitask, especially right now when we have a lot of families are working from home and have kids at home. You could be able to multitask and ask her to do certain things to either preheat your oven or ask, you know, to turn off timers, things like that. But that's just the beginning. There's so many amazing benefits of getting connected.
And then I saw that we have a wine fridge we're about to look at, I think, or wine cup, right?
Yes. So this is something completely new in our lineup that is really for the wine connoisseur. So if you like wine, this is certainly a product for you and for the luxury consumer. It's our new wine sommelier, which will launch in April. And the upper area has two different zones to be able to store your wine, either for red or for white, so that you can change the temperature of those zones in order to get optimal performance.
And then there's also an ice maker.
Yeah, there's an ice maker, which is, again, not like something that's in the very bottom drawer. So it's a really nice height to be able to have that experience. And then the bottom drawer is customizable. So depending on if you want it for refrigeration or for freezer storage.
So basically, if you want this to be your entire beverage or just your whole beverage bar type area, it does everything. To me, I feel like that's super off. It looks really sleek and clean too.
This is perfect for the butler's pantry, right? So in Texas, we've got a lot of opportunities for the, you know, redesign of certain areas within our homes. And I think that the butler's pantry is coming back in a big way.
Yes.
And this is perfect for that space.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you. I think that's right. So for the KBiz show, kind of what you just ran down right now, it's stuff that y'all on the virtual, it's going to be a walkthrough booth where you kind of dive in deeper onto all of these things that we kind of mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. So it does a deep dive on a lot of these products, but we also have some really great live experiences that people can be a part of. We have celebrity chefs, top chefs. We also have an opportunity to see kind of this like coast-to-coast tour of Monogram through different project phases of homes. It's really a neat experience that highly encourage everybody to register for KBiz.
Or when sorry, Sarah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but when you're saying that coast-to-coast, that really intrigues me. So it's kind of just showing the product in different style of houses. Is it like, this is what this product would look like in a farmhouse type more kitchen or in a more contemporary kitchen? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So just around the country, I mean, as you know, us being here in Texas, we have a certain style and aesthetic that is more generalized for like this area, right? In this market.
Right.
But it's really neat to be able to see what's happening in a kitchen up in the Northeast or the Southwest, something that might be just a little bit different and also give you inspiration of different things in design.
That's really, are y'all going to have a hashtag for that? I feel like y'all need to do a hashtag.
I think you might have to, but hashtag elevate everything.
Okay. Our
Monogram appliances, social media. So if you want to ever tag us at Monogram appliances or hashtag elevate everything, we'd love it.
And then hopefully everyone's getting their Monogram appliances through Factory Builder stores. If they're in Texas, they better. So then they need to be tagging at FBS appliances and hashtag at look how old I am. Hashtag at something. That's so old. Hashtag Factory Builder stores. That's awesome. I'm 82 years old.
And then I know I mentioned just briefly earlier about the getting connected capabilities, but really, if I could, can I give a pro tip?
Please give us a pro tip.
Okay. So for my pro tip is to always get connected within the household, especially with your appliances, because there's a lot of capabilities that you really wouldn't think about it being super convenient for you. So we talked a little bit about getting connected, but within our cooking products, what they do is when you are connected with the app, you have the ability to upgrade as far as modes and cooking features through the years. As we continue to roll out new technologies, you can opt in as a consumer to update your app, and those are going to be pushed to the software of the unit that you already have in your home,
which is like basically doing a software update on your appliance.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's something that we'll truly appreciate once you get it into your home. And then the other example I love is on dishwashers, because if you get that connected through the app, you can tell it how many dishwasher detergent pods you have. And as you're getting closer to running out, you can opt in for Amazon Dash replenishment services and have it show up at your house.
Stop it. I can't. I mean, you don't have to think anymore.
It's just all about convenience. You know, it's like that one thing that I always forget at the grocery store anyway, because I'm not in the mindset of going down the cleaning aisle for a lot of things. I'm there to get my groceries.
It's far and in between when you have to purchase that stuff. So that makes sense.
Yeah, it's super helpful that just little things like that, getting connected anywhere you can with the appliances is highly recommended.
So your pro tip is just do everything to make your life easier. Yeah. I like it. It's a good pro tip.
And we make it easy for you through the Smart HQ app. You just download the app and you can get all of your Monogram appliances connected through that.
So Sarah, is there anything else that you want to highlight or mention about KBiz, or do you want us to kind of like tune in on the 9th and see it all in Bell? And then maybe we can have you on later and talk about all the cool things that we got to see during the virtual booth.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Awesome. And if you want even just a more personalized walkthrough of the booth, I can yes. do that as well.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much for, you know, carving time out of your day to do this. Really appreciate it. And I'm really, really excited to see what y'all's KBiz virtual booth has.
Thank you guys so much and Factory Builder Store for being so supportive of our brand, especially in this year of so many things happening for us.
Oh, well, y'all are easy to brag about.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks, everyone. Hope you guys enjoyed that conversation with Sarah Prajak with Monogram Appliances. Please like, subscribe everywhere that you can like and subscribe to, and follow us on Instagram at FBS Appliances, Facebook at FBS Appliances, and Twitter is also FBS Appliances. Thanks for listening.